react in shock and horror to some events and completely overlook others? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's an interesting question that we're going to be talking about today. A follow-up question is, how informed are you? A Christian's perspective of world news can teach you ways to pray and reasons to praise. It's the most important thing for all of us to be doing. So let's open this up. 41 killed in Turkey last week, 42 in Yemen, 5 murdered in both Jordan and Lebanon. What do all of these things have in common? They were attacks by ISIS, and they barely made a blip in the headlines or on social media. But after extremist attacks in Florida or European countries like Belgium and France, nations lit up their monuments, and Facebook added a photo filter in honor of those lives lost. Why the contrast? Christian Aid Mission Steve Van Valkenburg offers perspective.
I think that's just part of human nature, is that if it's somebody that we identify with, then it becomes a much bigger deal and gets our attention because it's closer to home.
Galatians 6:9 tells us to not grow weary of doing good, and that includes praying for God to move in other countries that seem to have constant need.
They can always sign up for Mission Insider that Christian Aid Mission puts out every week. And that'll give people a glimpse into what's happening in other countries in terms of sharing the gospel with people.
This may seem like a shameless plug, but here's also why Van Valkenburg says it's important to find information sources like Mission Network News.
By reading and listening to Mission Network News, people become familiar with the world around them. And the news you get from Mission Network News can be very different than what you get in a newspaper. Those are all ways that people become more familiar and so they can pray more intelligently. Because God answers prayer.
And not too long ago, Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association was in Ukraine, where the fighting there still hasn't died down. Mock says,
what we were doing on this trip is something that is really central to the heart of the work that Slavic Gospel Association does, which is training, equipping local leaders and the believers in churches so that they can be doing the work of ministry.
Individuals were trained in biblical counseling to help spiritually reach the Ukrainian people during these dark and hard times when nothing makes sense.
The results were really exciting. We are seeing people that were hearing different aspects in which the Word of God comes to bear in the middle of these circumstances. And we hope that many will turn to God in the middle of these times. It's just heartbreaking to see many people displaced, discouraged, fearful in the middle of the combat, suffering from lives that were lost, some children who are now orphaned, mothers who are now unexpected widows trying to raise children. These type of hardships are commonplace in eastern Ukraine, and the fighting still continues.
Here's a couple ways we can pray. Pray that these people would come to know Christ, for the fighting to end, and for God's protection over them. We've been talking a lot about problems and solutions, and our last story is just one more of those solutions. As orphans around the world wait to find a family so they don't have to face the world alone, it's encouraging to see believers stepping up to the plate. Ronnie Rock with Mission Network News shares this story.
Cesar Aguizabal works for Orphan Outreach in Guatemala. He also serves as president of the board for the Alianza Cristiana para los Huérfanos, the Guatemalan Christian Alliance for Orphans.
The situation here in Guatemala is really hard, and there's a lot of need.
Nearly 400,000 Guatemalan children are currently orphaned. The Alliance encourages more Guatemalans to serve those who have been rescued from abuse and neglect. Support groups have been formed for the growing number of Guatemalan families adopting children. And Cesar says more churches and individuals are also seeking guidance on starting orphan care ministries.
We're starting to see that families and people are passionate about getting involved. They just need that direction.
Cesar asks that U.S. churches pray for the efforts of the ACH and for the Guatemalan church.
We can just pray for God really to give us open minds and open hearts so we can be a blessing to many kids.
Learn more by visiting ach.gt. From Guatemala, this is Ronnie Rock with Mission Network News.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. What we know about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims is generally what we see on the news. But One Way is inviting you to look at who these people are through God's eyes. So join us on our prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week, we'll focus on a different region, lifting up the nations together in prayer. Get the details at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.